to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Penduga, the festive season is around the corner and you can get way more with Betway!
Ding, 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 ding. Good luck!
Yeah, so all you have to do is place a bet of only 10 rands or more to get your daily scratch card. You get one scratch card per day, per participant, and every Friday, just by logging in, you receive a free scratch card that reveals a guaranteed prize. Now, here's some of the prizes, bro. It includes a free bet, free spins, free flights, cash prizes of up to 1.5 million rands, and even one of four brand new cars.
Whoa.
That is if you take part right now. Don't forget that Betway is licensed by the Mpumalanga Economic Regulator, not under 18s. NRGP counseling line is 0800 006 008. That's 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Play responsibly.
100%, man. With that said and done, nobody man, so we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Solian is here, Tiblet's here, Doomy's here, Ghost Lady's here, Dudu's here, Shot is here, Tato is here, Nero is here, Fat Checker is here, Simpiwe is here. As we're getting ready for our year end, are you guys year end fatigued yet?
Yeah.
You know, can I be honest?
Not really.
After we shoot, now I'm like, year end fatigue, it's killing me. Then, so we should, let's say Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So Sunday, I'm like, fatigue is killing me. Then Monday, I'm like, fuck, I can't wait to record again.
Wow.
I got so much to say. Yeah.
Doesn't it happen with you like the same
way? Yeah, always.
Nah.
Always, bro.
Yeah.
It's like when you take days off from something, especially when you're in a career where work is almost something you love. You know, not almost, it's something you love.
100%.
You yearn for being off for a week till you've got the 7 days and you're like, fuck, and hell, it's boring not doing anything, you know?
Yeah. Where are you going for the holidays?
I'm probably going on a holiday in January, but I'm working. December, I'm on the road.
Nice.
December, I'm on the road. The road starts this weekend in Botswana, and then I'll be in Botswana on New Year's Eve. On the 31st, I'm in Maung.
Wow.
Is it Maung? Maung.
Bro, does Botswana still have that vibe? Because remember when we went?
Yes.
We've been there a couple of times, right? And then I took my wife once. She's like, you're never coming back to Botswana alone. Because you saw Oranye.
Botswana, what vibe? The vibe that the wife wouldn't let you go on your own.
Yeah.
Is that the vibe you're asking me?
Yeah, I'm saying, is it still the same? Like, when you get there, the women are so beautiful, bro. Mm.
But we're used to it.
Okay.
South African women are beautiful. Botswana women are super beautiful, don't get me wrong, but we're used to it in South Africa, no?
Yeah.
I think it's because your wife wasn't going out with you locally to see that. Oh, locally they also like that. Botswana will always a beautiful woman.
Mm.
Botswana.
How was your Botswana experience as a lady, Ghost Lady?
When I was in Botswana, time. It was amazing.
Are the guys as hot as the ladies?
The guys, they just look like South African guys.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like.
But even Botswana women.
But I know Botswana girls are pretty, But the guys.
But they do just look like, Northwest, like, because they're just beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful
women. Northwest
beautiful
girls are also
Botswana
women.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Botswana women.
Botswana women.
Yeah.
Hey, sure, remember when. What's that piano group? They took all their stock there at the after party.
Oh, Murumba.
Murumba.
Yes. You sing Pitch Black. And we're like, no, it's not Pitch Black Afro. It's Murumba boys. Well done. Well count. They were chilling there. Baba Ambile. Boy, I'm chilling so in my sofa. Bahamba, Bahamba, Lengsi Zang.
Hey, wait, what happened?
Murumba
came in. I never got to understand what happened. Who was
Murumba.
Who knows? Tibla, tell us the story.
Murumba came.
So we're doing, for context, right?
Yeah.
We're doing a podcast and chill, Botswana part, live recording.
Yeah.
And then we had an after party at one of the venues there.
I think it was Tono.
Yeah.
Tono. I remember
Saul was
Tono.
Playing. We were playing, actually.
Yeah,
we were playing.
You played as well, yeah.
And then, yeah, what happened?
Tonal.
What
yeah, happened? Tonal or Tonal or something.
Yeah,
like
Tunnel, Tonal, Tonal. I remember Tonal.
What happened, Tibla?
Great vibe.
We were in the VIP and, yeah, the VIP was just full of girls, whatever. And then when Murumba Peach came, they went to Murumba Peach's table. And we were like, why, fuck these niggas.
Yeah, and Murumba Peach there, you couldn't, there Murumba Peach was gonna bamba anyone, bro, anyone's
it
girls.
Was at the peak, bro.
It was at the time Murumba was like unstoppable, bro.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There Murumba was a force, bro. When Murumba
like,
was
two
Murumba.
Guys. You mean the two guys, Jim?
Both of them, yeah.
Both of them.
And they, but like the crew here is like, there's eight of you guys when we
but
travel.
There's no Murumba in the crew.
There's no Murumba. those Murumba boys. Yeah, shame,
and,
man. Eh?
And we were playing, so they can't say, what must we make? We were playing.
Do you need podcast and cheese?
Okay, I'm a superstar. It's a different story, man.
Yo.
So anyway,
it's a different story.
Today is quite different because what happened is we're going to do a normal show, right?
Yeah.
And then Dudu tells us that Wise Man, Ube, wants to come on the show because he wants a right of reply because there's a story that we talked about.
Yeah.
The pregnant side chick who's been exposing 100%. Stuff on social media,
And I cannot stress this enough, guys. Like, people are always thinking that we're out to tarnish people's names.
No.
And destroy careers.
Nah.
You know, there's that whole stigma around us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the reality is, we just talk about what's happening in the news. We give our opinion, but everyone has a right of reply.
Everyone has a right to reply, guys. You've seen that even on other podcasts, you know? Reason can show up anytime now and be like, yo, oh, by the way, I saw him tweet Sizohlangana.
How?
Yeah, you saw, you didn't see the tweet?
Who and who?
Reason.
Who was Sizohlangana nobani?
Ah, spell, how? Mzwego port peno pas makulu umangizizi to kama. Kama kicks, ne? Mazwili. Reason tweeted Sizohlangana. I was like, yo. I was like, not you, I was like, Joe. So, I tested Joe.
So it's gone to phase two now. So it's like, ah,
yeah, he was an ass. I don't know who, but it was after the gig thing.
Because clearly, me showing up to your show is not working.
You
still don't get it. You still don't get it.
So. Even with that recent moment, anyone we speak about on the podcast is more than welcome, guys, to come.
Yeah.
You know? Even if we and generally stuff that's out there or that's reported, you know what I mean? We don't sit here and make stuff up about people. So whatever, you can come and have a response. We're not trying to harm people. In fact, I was happy about today when he came because it just showed that if people have nothing to hide or to lie about, you can always come and tell your side of the story.
And the craziest thing is, when Dudu told me Wise Man wants to come, I was like, okay, we're going to do 30 minutes because we normally do an hour 30, right?
Yes, yes.
I thought, we're going to do 30 minutes. He's going to come and be a nigga and be like, Angamazi, it didn't happen. Yay!
The story.
Then the guy sits down and starts breaking it down.
Yo.
And I think we decided that let's not talk about other stories. We'll talk about them on Saturday to give attention to this story because it's insane. And the craziest thing is it can happen to anyone.
Anyone. And he was one of the fortunate ones because you'll see when he comes on. And he's one of the fortunate ones, but it could have happened in a different light and in a different way whereby he couldn't come and tell us what he told us today. And it would just be a stain, a dent on him forever,
until
he dies.
And you were saying after the interview, you said that this reminds you of the Sabelo situation in terms of there's no right or wrong that guy could have done.
Just explain, the Sabelo thing is weird, man. So
just explain who Sabelo is for people who don't know.
So Sabelo, guys, you know Sabelo, the creator. He's the, some call him the Sunday influencer. The guy who wakes up on Sundays.
Oh, yeah, last week.
He has got a nice looking bedroom. Minimal but beautiful, and then he just started making his bed, recording himself waking up, recording a Sunday routine pretty much, and then it ends up with him cooking a nice looking meal, and then different big brand sponsors came on board, cleaning detergents, grocery stores, etc., you know, and he's built quite a name for himself and a brand and has made some money. I think I spoke about he built his mom a house recently. And so now he was accused of rape. We spoke about that.
Mm-hmm.
We had posted something and a guy, a man, came out and said how he attempted raping him in varsity. And then a few other guys then started coming out. And then obviously he trended. So celebrities are in a place where anybody can say anything about them, you know? And what I noticed with the Sabelo thing, and I'm not siding with Sabelo, but what I've noticed is, and I read, Sabelo released a statement. It's a very long statement, very long statement. But the gist of it, he released a statement. And in the statement, to me, when I read it, I was like, wow, this is actually, it's got accountability. It's got transparency. It's got a willingness to see justice happen. He literally says, okay, but he does... Okay, yeah. Well, he says, I support anybody who's been a victim of sexual harassment. And he says, I don't know these guys, but I urge them to please go to the police station and open a case. Mm-hmm. And I will play along and I will play ball, you know, with the pursuit of justice.
Yeah.
Right? In a nutshell, it's very long. There's other stuff that I've probably missed out.
Yeah.
And still people are like... So when he was quiet, I had a problem with him being quiet.
Yeah.
People have a problem with it. He released a statement. People still have a problem with it. Mm. So people want people to say, yeah, I did it. What if they didn't do it?
Yeah.
You know? And I do know we live in a country where GBV is a pandemic. I mean, we've spoken about that. Till we turn purple in the face. Why are you laughing?
Drop this fucking thing.
Somebody.
No,
whole,
man.
Somebody. A whole movement, Tina.
Oh,
Sissy, you stay close.
Fuck, oh, no, man.
Sissy, you stay close.
Okay, blue in the face. No, fuck.
Sissy, stay close.
I'm the last one to ever get anything in this room. But, okay, on a serious note, I was, dude, it's not time for puns now, bro. Fuck me. I'm being serious.
I didn't even say anything.
Laughing. I'm like, why are these guys laughing? I realized, oh, I said purple. Oh. No, man.
It's but, on a
serious note, you know what I mean? It may not be like...
This pink, this turquoise.
Yo, the colors, the spectrum.
I'm black, man. I either turn blue or purple, you know? And then you're nyamaga, man. So I'm closer to purple than any other color. So I'm speaking for myself.
Okay.
So we know that generally in South Africa, when on average, when a woman... says she's raped, chances are she was raped. Or a man says they're raped, chances are they were, because that crime is very prevalent here.
Yes.
But there's still the law and there's still everything else, you know, that says innocent till proven guilty. So should we now immediately, the guy really, it's a very, look, he may be guilty. I don't know. Mm. I don't know him. He may be guilty, but if you read the statement, it's a, level-headed statement. It's not for me. So how I understood it.
He says he doesn't even know these people.
No,
these guys.
No, at all. Wow. So now there's been some people who came out there and said, ah, Osabazi, ah, Sabelo. So for me is if you open a case and then there's the case and it proves that he knows these people, now already he's lying.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because there could be texts.
Yes.
Yeah, conversations.
Yes, and proof. Because the one incident happened in a res. And then, obviously, the guy who he allegedly attempted to rape, obviously, is scared, is angry, is furious, is going through whatever feelings he's going through. And he reported this. And there were ladies, apparently, who then also went to Sabelo's room in a different residence or same residence, but where he stayed, and confronted him. So not for me, it sounds like there's people who can attest that this thing happened,
okay,
right?
Okay.
So yeah, but if a case has happened, we'll get to the bottom of...
Yeah, but also, so let's not forget, no one will ever come out and say, hey, I did X, Y, Z.
Of course.
Let's not forget that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, generally
I
people
mean,
come
P.
out...
Diddy, look at P. Diddy. P. Diddy, for the longest time, he said he was a saint. He called himself Brother Love.
Mm.
Yeah, understand what I'm saying? And back at the ranch, he was doing crazy shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think you
gotta
take each situation at face value for what it is.
Yeah. True. No one ever does come out. So even perpetrators deny.
Mm.
I know. But The guy didn't just deny. He denied and said, please, I urge anyone, if I may have harmed anyone, go and open a case. Mm. Right? Then we know
that's
that.
That's different. That's different.
Yeah, that, yes. For me, I was like, wow, okay. This is. So I'm not expecting people to come out, and I'm not coming out and saying, oh, you didn't do it. I'm just saying, oh.
So with what he's saying, this lady,
sound statement.
When we come to the episode we just had now, with what he's saying, because that's where it started, right?
Yeah. And it got me thinking about Sabelo.
100%. What's your take with, you know, how we perceived him in the whole room, Wise Man? We're just like, oh, Wise Man is here to spin some PR.
Then
he starts talking.
Yeah.
And we're like, yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
And he's got receipts. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's your perspective?
My perspective in all of this, as he was just highlighting, just from the receipts that he came with, it just reminds you that we live in a world full of scammers. Like, and being a victim, it can happen to anyone. Like, without even going, because I don't want to go into the story of what exactly.
Yeah, people
happened,
will watch it.
But it's just about yo. Like, it's the internet is very dangerous. Also. Like, people make up things. People will create things. We live in a world of AI, and anything can just be made to look real, whereas it's not. So that's why then, if things like you've got the law, like even in this whole situation of Usabel, him actually coming out to say, guys, please then practice, exercise the law against me if it happened then.
So and I will support you.
And I will support you.
And I will help the case.
Exactly. So let us, it just goes back to, we have to just use whatever that's available to us in order to make these cases real. Because when they just linger in the internet, we never know. We end up arguing amongst each other, yeah, this, and it becomes opinions. Yes, uyenzile lento, awuyenzanga, ama statements awasizi. What's next? I guess it becomes police.
Yeah.
Go the legal route, you know? So, yeah.
And look, and also, like, sometimes I know that somebody can sit in a dark corner at home or wherever they're tweeting from, or from public Wi-Fi at a library somewhere, at a park somewhere, and just say shit. And it just takes one tweet or one comment with using your name. And you need to put, like, 10 times the effort. Go on the podcast. Go in this. Go in that to clear your name.
Yo.
But the truth is the truth. And it's not complicated. Mm. And even with the Madlanga Commission, I've seen these guys. They want their lawyers to be there. They want to be prepared. They want this. Hey, bro, just get there and tell the truth.
Mm.
You know your version of what you experienced, what you went through, or did not even go through. Just get there and tell the truth. There's not... You'll never be caught out in the truth. It's the truth.
Yeah.
You know? So it's sad that people also, like Wiseman, as you will see, need to come out and make all these efforts in clearing their name when somebody just took 2 minutes to say it. But fact is, it's part of being a public figure.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, true.
It's sad. It's the life we chose, bro. And anyone can wake up and there's a thing about you which is not even true, or it is true or not. And guess what? You will, because it's the internet and how it works, you will have to clear your name. Otherwise, you walk around. Remember Mkhunu, the Madlanga Commission? No, in Parliament. He said, everywhere I go, I stink of Mkhwanazi. I smell of Mkhwanazi. So you walk around with a stench because somebody said something about you. True or not, you're still going to walk around with it. So you have to clear your name. So that's why we've got these platforms, you know. Madlanga Commission. After today, this is the Madlanga Commission.
Yeah, Madlanga.
He's stupid, so. what was your perspective?
Yeah.
When we heard Wiseman's coming, what was, because you heard the story last week, what was, just tell us your POV.
Honestly, yeah, it changes everything. As you said, that when he arrived, it was like, okay, another guy who's going to deny not knowing this person. Even when he started, he was like, I don't know this girl. So it was weird. But as he started speaking more on it, it just made me realize how scary this whole thing is. Maybe it's because I was looking at the perpetrator. And I just realized that even calling the police at this point might not help. Because what are the police going to do? That, like, what are they going to do at this point? This person, like, it's mad. the only thing that can help is actually getting this person into a psychiatric ward. And the painful thing about it is that because we are black people, we never really come into the idea of, okay, if a certain person acts a certain way, they might need help. And help that is beyond us. We start thinking it as usile. Or other things, you get me? So I started... So I started feeling, I could say, I understood Wise Man's frustration, but my biggest question was the perpetrator. What's going to happen next? Because after he says that he's going to take the steps that he wants to take, what if that system fails? Our police system is the worst.
Yes.
What happens if it fails? Does this mean that there's many more victims to come from the situation? Does this mean that we are supposed to now be alert that there are such people that exist around us? And despite where they come from or what their age is, we should also be alert of the people that we encounter. Because it's not just social media, you get me? It's big. It's scary.
With your compassion that you're addressing now, would you represent them as a lawyer? I got you studying for lawyer. Would you represent the perpetrator?
Definitely.
You'd represent them?
The perpetrator. Definitely, yeah.
Whoa.
I forgot what they call it. There's a word for it in English.
A plea of insanity. An insanity plea.
It's something else I was going to go for. So lawyers, doctors have an oath.
Yeah, shot so education. Education.
Please Google what the word is or the term or the phrase. There's a phrase like, so doctors need to save a life. Whatever, whenever, anyhow, they encountered with somebody who needs saving a life.
Even if it's a criminal's life.
So lawyers also.
There's an oath.
Everybody deserves a right to representation. That's why even like crazy fuckers who you're like, man, this guy did this thing. And there's a lawyer there representing him.
Yeah.
Because everybody deserves.
It's not to get a check, bro.
It is, but also everybody deserves legal representation.
Yeah.
So sometimes.
It's like a birthright.
I don't know if it's like a birthright, but it's a thing. So that lawyers are made not to feel some kind of way for taking. Cases of guys they know are filthy. Then could be about the check, but also they deserve legal representation.
So morally, if someone kills someone, you'd take that case and represent them.
Morally.
Yeah, and you know, like we all know.
Thing is, okay, the way in which I understand things, right, is that there are a lot of things that build up into someone being murdered or something happening. You get me? It's not just a situation of what you did is right or wrong. That, yes, we can establish that if you did it, it was wrong. But then we have to look at all the other things into it happening. You get me? And the build-up behind it. And once you take that into consideration, you start changing your perspective about where you stand with the person. In law, they call it onus of proof, the whole statement of innocent until proven guilty. You get me? It's a whole situation of you can't just enter, you killed someone, and then you're found guilty. There's many other things, liabilities that need to be taken into check, your mental state that needs to be taken into check, what was happening, the people around you, the environment, before we actually get to that thing of, okay, you really did it, and you did it without any remorse.
Yeah.
You did it because you wanted to. You did it because you just find joy or pleasure in doing it. Other than that, I don't think there's a moral reason for someone doing wrong, even a criminal.
Hey, I'm sure Kate Matlala wants your number now. The busy asking him is, do you have 9 kids because you have 9 lives? That's why you're
who's Kat?
Are you Kat?
Who is responsible for 9 lives? He's got 9 kids.
Yeah, he's got 9 kids. So they're like, are you called Kat because you have 9 kids or you have 9 lives? But anyway, we'll chat about that on Saturday.
Yeah,
Before we get into our interview, I got something exciting to tell all the chillers out there. Our friends at Striped Horse have something special for everyone.
Oh.
So it's called the coldest truth. Okay. It is time to serve the truth cold. Which celebrity or influencer needs to chill? That's the question you got to answer yourself, right? And then you send an invoice.
Send an invoice.
Send an invoice.
Ethnic GF, this is MacGyver. Send an invoice.
So you send a voice note or DM sharing your funniest or most awkward experience with celebrities or influencers. So this is on to our...
You still said invoice.
No, I said voice note.
Yo, invoice. You said invoice or DM?
Didn't I say voice note?
No.
You said invoice or DM. Send the
Chillers
invoice.
Need to send voice notes.
Yes.
Or DMs.
Oh, cool.
Sharing your funniest or most awkward experiences with celebrities or influencers, whether it happened in person or online, the host will read or play the best ones on the show. The prize is you stand a chance to win a tour of the Striped Horse Brewery and a Striped Horse experience in Cape Town.
Dope.
We'll read them on the next episode. Good luck. So is that clear with everyone?
The part That's of clear. The celebrity, like which celebrity or influencer must chill.
Okay. What don't you understand there? Break it down. What don't you understand?
Are you supposed to name a celebrity that you feel like they must chill?
Yes.
Okay. It needs to be a celebrity you've had an encounter with.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And you're like, yo, I greeted this guy. He was rude. Ah, or I asked this guy to take a picture with me. He's like, bro, my daughter's holding my hand. I can't take a picture with you.
Oh.
Niggas must chill. Fuck. Leave your daughter. Leave your family. I'm a fan. Dog, I've been watching all your shit. Take a picture with me now.
Are we on the same page?
I demand it.
Are we on the same page?
I get it.
You wouldn't know because you're a ghost.
Yeah, nah.
So you just walk free.
Yeah, walk free, talk free, speak free.
Yo, bro, I wish I could go back. You know the things they say, if you go back in time, would you change? I would want to be a ghost lady, dog.
Yeah, it's the best seat in the world, man.
Oh, bro.
You're there.
Doing your shit.
Enjoying
the show. Podcast and chill with McG, you don't see, you know?
Bro, you can do anything you want. Anything. No one's going to record you. How are you doing here? Now we have figured out. I'm sure. You can shop anywhere.
No one
goes, you shop here also. Why are you shopping here? It's for us. That's why you must be at Woolworths or something. You know? You can shop anywhere without people fucking judging you.
Happy.
Can wear anything.
Wait, bro. So you've never spoken to someone and they're like, I know this voice.
Yeah.
No, I've never.
Wow.
I've never.
For real?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard, because today I was buying Chillers Punch, right?
Yeah.
At this bottle store here.
Mm-mm.
And then an old lady behind me with an old man, right? So she saw, because I had like 24 of them.
Mm.
Of the Chillers Punch.
Mm-mm.
So the old man says to the old lady, Mbuze, mbuze, why pay? Mbuze kutinjan.
So, bafun kubuza wena nge product.
So I ended up buying it for them, right?
Oh, beautiful.
But what I'm saying is that, like, doesn't that happen to Kanye?
No.
For real?
It
doesn't happen. Like,
so
you won't be sitting and someone's talking about the podcast and you can...
Oh, I've heard scenarios. I remember I was somewhere in Centurion, and this guy, I think he was working like inside the mall. You can see that this guy's on his maybe lunch break and he's chilling by a bench. So I'm parking, and as I get out of the car, like, he's listening to the podcast. Yo, I just smiled to myself. Like,
does your son know you're on the podcast?
Oh, yeah, he knows. My son
knows. Is it, do Naga's friends know? Or like family members?
Does Naga watch?
No, he doesn't care anymore. Like, nah, he doesn't.
Good.
He doesn't care anymore.
Good, good.
That's
good.
He's my holiday buddy, so I don't want to be answering.
You're like, Taiwan, the shell of a soul, man. I open. Hi. Hi, Naga, you won't the shell of a soul, man. Okay.
But it's
why is he giving me the cold shoulder, Kanye?
No one is even like.
What did I say now?
I feel like even people who do know about the podcast, now they just don't even want to. They don't say anything about it.
So do you have moments where maybe somebody's not sure it's you, they don't approach you, but they're like...
That sounds familiar.
Because I've had moments where I'm talking to my daughter in an aisle, right? Mm. Shopping aisle or whatever. And then you'll see literally somebody coming and be like... Because I'm loud, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I can't help
you. You're loud.
You know? Hey, you've never had a thing where somebody's
never,
like...
I've never.
Oh, shit. You guys...
Lucky
the
you.
Crew's on camera. Do you guys get people come up to you like, hey, doo-doo?
I'm sure.
For real?
A lot.
I'm
For
sure.
For real? No, even you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Tibla says a lot. So, serious? Yeah, like, these guys are famous.
You guys on camera, yes.
Yeah, we are famous like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what do they say to you, Dudu, when they come up to you? I want to be on the show. Hey, I've got a story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Usually stories. Those, I have an idea, I want a pitch. Yada, yada, yada. It's usually those.
But you can get away with saying, no, it's not me.
How?
Just it's not me.
She's on Instagram, bro. People see her.
Yeah, and she's I'm on Instagram. And
her face is out there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and I have a
people
fairly big following as well.
Hey, so Blandela. So Blandela. Ututu. So Blandela.
Oh, it was Pierce Vlogs. Remember,
oh, Spewers Vlogs. Yeah,
Spewers
Vlogs.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's why.
You guys are the cast in Spewers Vlogs.
Yeah.
We had it's like the usual suspect, the family.
Yeah.
The family.
Yeah. The real MVPs.
Yeah.
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 Oh, no. Anyway, all right, cool. Let's check out Wise Man.
Yeah, dog.
All right, here we go. Oh, man, it's a very special day because we're always talking about stories, right, that we see on the internet.
Yeah.
And we give our two cents.
Yes.
And it's very seldom that someone will reach out and say, hey, no, guys, you got it wrong. I want to tell my side of the story.
Nice.
Which is why today is so beautiful. So, ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for Wise Man Mube!
Wise Man!
Can I poison? No, good, man. So we
good seeing you again, man.
Likewise.
We did a story about you last week.
Yes.
And then you reach out to Dudu and you're like, no, guys, can I tell my side of the story?
Right of reply.
Yeah. 100%.
Everyone always has it.
Yeah.
Can you just repeat the story for those who don't know?
Yeah. Okay, for those who don't know.
Yeah, you fucked it up, but anyway.
I fucked it up how?
Oh, last week. Oh, damn. You did
I fuck it up?
That's why he's here.
Oh.
To correct it.
I just reported on what was trending.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so what we saw were a conversation between a woman who claims that she was your side, right? And this conversation, this was in December. She says that she's pregnant, obviously by you, and there's a which now you deny, and then she also wants for you to do a DNA test for the child now that the child is here, right? Then we saw also a conversation between that woman and your wife.
Yes.
Now your wife was saying she must stop it.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah.
She must stop it.
Yeah.
And refrain from posting these things. Yeah. That was the whole.
And you recently got married. Don't forget
yes,
that.
Yes, you recently got married.
Oh, shout out.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You welcome.
Recently
welcome.
Got married, but you were in a relationship for 8 years. Were we correct?
8 years.
8 years with before the marriage. With your wife.
Not eight, okay, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How many years have you been
with 6 years now.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a long, long time.
Yeah. It was a shock to me.
Yeah.
And by the way, we reached out to the lady to give her side of the story and she refused to. Well, we couldn't get her, ne?
Her side of the story.
Yeah, we couldn't get her.
Her side.
I'm
going to have food of
a bag. Thanks, I'm told. But anyway, continue.
So let me continue. Trying to find her.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, it was a Thursday. I'm going to a meeting, ne? So I get a call from someone in your meet and I, Lichos. It's like, we are trained.
I want to a meter.
Yeah, no, meeting. Oh, shit.
So, meeting. Let's have a meeting.
No.
I'm meeting with this person.
No.
Yeah, so we're meeting.
Hey,
man. I know,
never. So, this person calls me and just like, hey, we are trained. Get to your dad. I'm thinking he's joking. She's joking, you know? And then let's say, why manje ungasagqoki ifuzo lana abantu neyingane buka manje ziya kulentuzana ukuthi khuluma ngani hey say we are trending on Facebook in the morning Thursday
wow bro
you know and then I'm like huh? And then I get to Facebook and then I see this thing to be honest angiyazi nokuyazi le yanto leyana those chats are created ayikho yonke le yanto leyana
oh fabrication
yeah and then I take the same thing give forward it to my wife and then I'm like what's happening nginamangazi ngiyabonga ukuthi umfake inkosikazi wami because if amfanga bengizomela ngichaze endlini ukuthi kwenzakalani so we are both in the same
yes,
in the
yes.
same like, oh. and then what's happening you
yeah,
know
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, and then I take it lightly ngithi nayi no uyadlula le nto and then this thing grows I'm like hi bo kanjani and then I get a message for uzongifundela thingy
sure
And then I get a message on thingy on Facebook.
Okay.
This message from a girl called Buhle.
Okay, this is from, I'll reveal the identity. Yeah. It's from a Buhle Mbata. Literally have one mutual friend, which means nothing on Facebook these days. Because you may not even know that Omega Ngube.
Omega is my brother.
Okay, yeah. Buhle Mbata, Omega is the...
My brother.
Nah, yeah, he's a mutual friend.
Yeah, in the chat.
So
yeah.
Buhle Mbata sends you a message and she says, "Hi, my name is Buhle. I'm seeing all the drama with Mugell Slay and Aliyah Fuze. Those two accounts are generated by same person and maybe I have proof because Wiseman is honest in all of this."
Mm.
Right? Yeah, she said honest. I'm not misreading. She said honest. Maybe she meant innocent. I don't know. Honest in all of this. "If he needs me to expose the girl, I can do that on a podcast. Problem is, I can't do it alone because nyasaba, a backlash from people. I know the girl Aliyah Fuze. Her real name is Noguti. I know the girl Aliyah Fuze. Her real name, Noguti Ukhalapi."
Okay.
Yeah, so she doesn't reveal the real name, but I know her and her, where she stands. Should I respond? Yeah. And he responds on a blue speech bubble. "Sabona Sisu Kunjan. I didn't want to entertain these fake chats and accounts, but if you have proof, please do help me so I can expose it to save Abanya Bantu from this with praying hands." And then she responds, a long thing. "So mind me, guys. My reading is quite impressive, but the Zulu sometimes, I was no double." So she responds, "Ngiyaphila. Ngicela ukukufowadela i-message ebesengiyibhalile u-Omega because ngiyanqena ukuyithypa kaningi. Obesengiyibhalele u-Omega, but ngiyanqena ukuthypa kaningi." So she'll just copy and paste here. Here's the message. "The proof I have... our chats, they are long. Noguti ogunye are coincidences that happened that day. Mankuluma naye, for instance. Leyo kala was that while I was talking to le account ga Mugell Slay, Mugell Slay, le ga Aliyah Fuze was offline. And I kept talking to Mugell as if Nkuluma no Aliyah. But Mugell was so damn sure oguti ginamanga and yena uyakhuluma no Aliyah Fuze. Imina onamanga, she even went as far as telling me uguti ngikhuluma eh yabona kaza abantu ababhala and angisahlula isiZulu sengihlula ukubhala nje manje.
Yeah.
Because abantu babhala shorthand. As you can hear, my Zulu is quite impressive. So I'll start again. Because I'm not a question mark. This is a paragraph,
it's
it's one sentence, yeah. But it's a paragraph, yeah. Mugell was so damn sure uguti nginamanga and yena uyakhuluma no Aliyah Fuze. Imina onamanga. She even went as far as telling me uguti ngikhulumani no Aliyah. Yeah, she even went as far as telling me uguti ngikhulumani no Aliyah. That only could have happened if she was friends with Aliyah. But kanjani, because they portray as enemies with Facebook. So you guys follow? So there's two accounts. Ran by one person.
Yeah, Mugell,
but when she's talking
Aliyah
to the one person, the other person, she was claiming to have intel and saying, there's no way you know this other person. But how can she speak for this other person if they're portrayed to be enemies on these two accounts? Okay. So this girl is saying one person runs these two accounts. Yeah.
The Mugell girl who said she's pregnant.
Yeah, Mugell. Also Mugell.
Aliyah, she's a crazy girl. The Aliyah Fuze. So I'll go to Aliyah Fuze. So last month, it's there. Yeah, well, let me go back to Aliyah Fuze because it's long.
Cool. Should I continue now?
You can continue there.
So same paragraph, same message. Uthi the girl, "Hey, kuningi puti, kudinga isikhathi ngichazele, and I can type it all. But there are many coincidences." Then she sent another message. "Aliyah Fuze's real name is Lwandle Ngobo. Uhlala e-area 3, Nyakwazi kuphi. She was my friend, and nyamazi vele ubehleze obsessed ngoWiseman. Ubeze a create nama fake fantasies ati baya chola wage waya na gubo and stuff."
So the same Aliyah, pause, the same Aliyah she's talking about, unama tattoo of my name, my surname, my date of birth, the dates, a year. Mzimbelo.
Do you have a picture? Yeah,
there's a picture.
Aaliyah.
The same Aaliyah. She's got Aaliyah. A tattoo of my name.
Ha!
Go, Kuber. Yo, this thing, bro.
So, Aaliyah, what's your intention?
No, Kuber. Because I do ask.
Hey, like, Aaliyah, yeah.
Chance
to rock the boat, fam.
Yo.
Okay, but the message continues. But podcast, man, right?
We're not King Zita namhlanje.
Yeah, you know what? But ngiyabona ukuthi this is getting out of control and the lento izonikhatha nonke nabantu because bayamkholwa abantu. But if nidinga umuntu ozokhuluma, like making a podcast, ngikhona mina. I have yonke information. Aaliyah even went as far as threatening to kill me. And then now, this is a screenshot. Now, the girl sending Wiseman the message, his account on Facebook, is this girl. And she screenshotted an inbox conversation between her and Aaliyah Fuze. So the girl tells Aaliyah, she says, he's not a fool though. You know that you hate them for not giving you the life you wanted. So this is pixelated, but I can still read it. This is Aaliyah. Yay. Huh? Aaliyah replied to
you. The same person, Aaliyah, yeah.
Yes. Yes,
running
yes.
The two accounts.
Yeah, yay. Yeah,
so she's chasing.
Well, Wanke, yeah. If I'm given a chance. So who's saying yay, well, Wanke?
I think it's Buhle. She's. Because Uluwanke is Aaliyah. I need to show John.
Yes, ooh, yes, yeah. Yes. So, okay, so who said he's not a fool, though? You know that you hate him because he's not giving you the life you wanted.
I think it's. I don't know. Because
yeah, it's a bit confusing. But there's a message here that says, yay, well, Wanke. If I'm given a chance, I'd do it again. I'd never side with the wrong thing just because ngiyasaba.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Ubuhlelo, okay. Next time, if you or someone feels like killing me, abeze head on. Ngiyingcwele mina, angisabi lutho. Ngiyingcwele.
Ginger, yeah.
Okay. Ngiyingcwele mina, angisabi lutho. If I wanted to kill you, I would have done that a long time ago. I had many opportunities given I speak for myself and not other people, and your screenshots are still out there. But like you said, uyingqwele awusabilutho. Oh, the same way you ain't afraid to die, I'm also not afraid to kill you. Fucking hell.
Two girls.
I know someone named Sbonga who said she celebrated her fourth year death. Okay, so this message is cropped out, but I'm assuming they were sending you the part I read.
Yeah.
So now this is you. Now we're back in the DM between him and Ubuhle, the exposing girl. Now Wiseman says to her, so how do we expose this? Because we need to save Lwandle Ngobo as well, because I checked on her DM and she's not okay.
Whoa.
I'm thinking, it's Lwandle Ngobo. That we had a long time. You know what I mean? So I'm going to get Lwandle Ngobo, because Lwandle Ngobo, let me show you.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, in Tombaza, you know when you get tags? On Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, umuntu uzokuthi, that's where I saw a tattoo. That was when you'll see the dates here. Now.
The tattoo thing, that's wild, bro.
Damn, bro.
You see, go here. This is the first time. Okay. England was
out. Lwandle Aaliyah Ngobo.
Yeah.
Oh, so Aaliyah Fuze is Lwandle Aaliyah Ngobo.
Yeah.
So this is now on Instagram. We're no longer on Facebook.
Yeah, it's,
this is the DM on the 1st of October.
Yeah.
Okay, when no, she tagged. This is when she mentioned you.
Yeah,
she but mentioned you. But Sabonagali store.
Isolis.
Oh, Isolis. Yeah. Okay, so she tagged Wiseman on with this story.
Yeah.
And it's on the 1st of October. And the quote, the caption is, if he didn't inspire 12-year-old me in 2020, I would not be owning a film production company in 2025 at the age of 17. That's what she wrote. And then she put here, you know those Slay Queen tattoos of the years by the legs, lower ankles.
Yeah.
So the one, the left leg says 1990 Wiseman. So that's your date of birth.
Yeah.
your screenshot you'll send to us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it says 0529 on her right May. Leg. It looks like a time.
No, 29 May.
Oh, my 9 May. So it's not 29th plus 5. Yeah. It's 29th of May.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in the colon. It's 05 colon 20 years card. But it's a month in this case.
Yeah, yeah. And then
well,
yeah.
You.
Okay, okay.
Please stop
and
there.
Then she put, oh my God. So the one leg, it's the month and day.
Yes, sir.
And underneath, it's Ngube. On the left leg is the year and it's name. The name. So
when you put
the
it
one leg
like
is
this,
Wiseman and Ngube. The other one is Ngube.
Imagine.
Jeez. Okay.
Can't separate. Please. The only person who can separate these legs. Because it's inseparable right now. It's Wiseman Ngube like this. Only him.
Okay, before you continue,
yes.
I'm a bit lost. Can you just, in briefly, with what is read, what's going on?
Let me just brief you guys.
Yeah, between the reading of Zuno. Yeah.
So, Lento, Iqalala, la where he just read now.
Yes.
That's October. Again, I mentioned.
First
how,
October.
Yeah, first October. Again, I mentioned, like, anyone. How? My name, is the name. And then I'm like, how? Yeah? How? Because I'm thinking it's a fan. I wasn't a fan.
Yes, yes.
They're all right.
An obsessed
yeah,
fan. Yeah,
obsessed, you know? Like, we're selling New Lens. I'm like, okay, I grew up in New Lens. Like, a New Lens, obviously, like, we've been in New Lens. I say, Brightdale. Brightdale, that's where I stayed in New Lens back in the days, you know? And, like, she says, Goose is a friend of mine. It's a I said, yeah, I got to Hamba on the New Lens when I left. You know what I mean? You took pictures as banning. But no, I don't remember.
Normal, yeah.
Yeah, and then, fast forward, now, see, there are chats, this Thursday. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm confused. What's happening? My wife is there. Even my brother Omek is part of the chats. I saw a song, really, what's happening? You know, that's the way Ubuhle comes in to save me. The girl with tattoo is the same person.
Okay.
When I went back, when I see these chats, and the more girl thingy, Utuga Alia Fools.
Yeah.
Why you never come a wise man when I shoot one? I chapa up as a wise man. So I'm thinking, hi, because I'm going to for tattoos. I say, I fell alone. I'm going to swam. Then I write something, it's Engia Clothes, fell a man tattoo. Now I'm years young, it's here. You're going to read that. But now I'm years young, and I'm going to go to the end. And I'm responding for that. I'm yelling, Ali, it's I get Ubuhle, then Ubuhle comes to me. That's why I was like, no, man. Mutle comes to me on message at Yabona Manj, who said too long about Usu responded, he be fun at session yak. Was Nans, who go to where Giresponde with Instagram. Ubu says, how does she know now? Because Giresponde will give me a swimming at close to fellow matters who gas, how he has the Naman gas, let's go out and Dananam. Then Mutle comes with Facebook, at Yabo, since you responded, who Ali and Ali and Omutoyet, who says who, how do Buse knows who would respond to
hold on. So, in other words,
sure.
This girl is running 3 accounts, including
exactly.
The one that claims to be
exactly.
Exposing her.
Yeah. No way!
So, Buke,
no way.
The savior! Buke, the savior!
It's coming! Oh
it's coming, dog! So,
hey, Baba, it's
what
coming.
A
it's
mad
coming.
Girl!
I'm like,
so Buke is the same girl with the tattoos same, of you
yeah,
if it's a permanent tattoo and it's not a marker.
So now I'm like, okay.
Because right now it could be a marking pen. It could be a marking pen.
It is a tattoo. Because I'm asking by Ash, hey, long to your son. So I'm like, okay, sis, so I'm. I don't want to. For her to see, would think I'm born to you. You understand?
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah.
We are the ganja, because my concern is, we are the ganja, and it's me and Kuluma, nah, like the chats.
Oh.
Yeah. Red flag.
Yeah, I'm like, we are the ganja, and it's type put to, I'm still like, corner now, you're going to read that. What's the pillow? My AI days now.
Wow.
Why is it wash?
We are the ganja.
Who's the ganja? Who's the ganja? Who's the Instagram, with DM, Umund, you'll see the names as again. But I posted as long because we can't separate them because we parallel one. And the Prince Lamb, again, who everyone of chess do DM, how the names are separated. And Nami Kamalam, Kotaglia, Gulia, AI, Tingla, Chet, Aslangen. And it's so blurry. Moi fund the Lea and to Lea, but no, a befund attention near conjoices. Man, go soon pain to Lil, La Pan, Agasilent, Uzano, say a Saba foot match because of the bandings, a bear born. I'm like, how? I, okay, poor Ebezo Zuzan, I befund attention near. Then she comes back, Etsy, Ubuhle, uyazi ukuthi ngikhuluma nawe mina ma uAli uyazi ngikhuluma nawe so my life so ngithi mawazi nganzi ukukhuluma nami usazi ngani ngophela wena ukhuluma nami yabo useyayiphikisa yena at the same time kuyo yonke leyo nto leyo you know what I mean so namhlanje mangivuka kune live yakhe futhi uAli yagel lo today I woke up how na ama notification usethini sebecabana bodwa no ubuhle ayikho lento ayenza uyena wenze lento no ubu mogeni ngiyabuza iphi ingane mina nendaba iphi ingane kuthiwa nginengane no one is talking about the kid there's no kid anymore so now it's about this girl fighting with this girl cause this girl wants my attention nalo how mogeni so ayumogela sek account he deleted you
okay let's pause there cause remember I texted when I heard you were coming
yeah
I was like to do please can we get the girl
Yeah.
To give a right of reply as well. Because we can't just hear your side of the story.
Yeah,
we need to hear the other girl's side of the story. And
is
what
this
happened?
The pregnant girl or what's
the pregnant girl?
Girl
the pregnant
like
girl.
The mom.
When we read the story, we heard there's a pregnant girl, right?
Or in your mom. Is the child is born now or still just pregnant?
The mom. You know
the
what
mom. Okay. Cool.
So can Dudu explain what she went through?
Okay.
Trying because we tried, Penduka, to try get a hold of this lady.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Yeah, so we were looking for the name. I remember I said to Ghost, I sent her a message while I was at the house. I was like, Ghost, in the story I sent to you last week, was there a name? Can you check? You know, and she's like, no, there's no name. So then I go back and do a search on Google, you know, about the story, just to see if anyone reported and included a name. There's no name, right? Look at my Pepa Ndaba reported on the story as well. I search there's no name. Then I ask a few people that I know they are affiliated with my Pepa Ndaba and I say, can you please just give me a name with relation to this story? And there's no name. Essentially.
There's nothing, bro. Mm. And a scary thing, Otsi, one of the comments, Konosis Otsi, Kumo girl before she deleted the thing. Siswam, why am I Yombopo why is my police saying Ulokuzala? Uthi yena no emaphoyisa bazofuna igama lakhe nesibongo neaddress. Uthi hey Wiseman uyaziyo, is Wiseman Mncube. And then she says, no, akuyona igama lakhe langampela lelo. How? Wazi ngani? Ungitshelile when you had a one night stand. Come on. So manje bowulela nomuntu yamtshela akuyona igama lami langampela nje.
Hey, what kind of pussy? It must be great pussy. Uthi that's not my name, you know? Yeah, that's wild.
So now, what I did is, because now angithi, when she told me kuNtuzana ku Instagram ukuthi, the guy who I grew up with. Remember when I said that?
Yes, so now.
I went to because I'm looking for this girl.
Because you come. Same hood,
yeah, like, come. I'm coming from Durban. I was there yesterday. Because I was busy trying to find what's happening. And then, I'm sorry to mention his name.
We can bleep it out if you want us
please,
to.
Please, because no I don't want to. Yeah.
No problem.
So, a friend of mine, now just remove the name.
So, we'll remove
Smash. Yeah, so just, the first thing Bona ATM face wise, Gatlanya look and Amber Bob. That's the first thing he says. Gatlanya Leandro Leana, Amber Petty on Bob. And you call your uncle Leandro. And his story, now the story, Sake, no matter what, in Tombazan with the tattoo. I'll show you.
Whoa, the girl with the tattoo.
Yeah.
Whoa, man.
Oh, firstly, now, nah, I told her before that, I told her this DM from a family. Now, this is next, someone who just, you know. Read this.
So who's this now? I hope there's not too much Zulu here, man.
No, it's English. This is someone who just sent me after this whole, during the whole chicken and bang.
When this story broke. And
yeah,
the whole
and then
shit
I get this. I was getting
so the girl with the tattoos has three personalities at this rate. Okay.
It's good, so.
Read that.
I call. This is
No, don't read the name.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
She just says, we message you, please keep me anonymous.
Mentioned when we need to bleep out the name. Okay. Just mention so the guys know.
This is from an anonymous inboxer. Hi, Putunjani. Please keep me anonymous. Ulwandle is my cousin. As in, like, our parents, abandawonye. I know her from birth. Sonke sabase New Lands West. I don't want to say much, but open a case. She's very dangerous. I heard you're live. I'm glad ubonile iqiniso. She was involved in a murder. Eyenzeka in New Lands of umama nengane. She was an instigator, but akaboshwanga because she was underage. Ah! Uma wakhe no sis wakhe were also involved in the murder, but donza two life sentences eWestville. If you open a case against her, I'm sure lizovuka icala lakhe. Knowing what she's capable of, I think ukuboshwa kwakhe will save a lot of people. Njengoba esezichentshile nje isibongo ingoba in our family nobody wanted to take her in after the trial because we all fear her. Her original surname is Zamisa. She's Lwandle Zamisa. You can Google the case if you think I'm lying.
Yeah, let's Google.
So if you Google Lwandle Zamisa, let's stir the pot there.
Bro,
Zamisa.
Imagine.
This is crazy.
And then I reply.
Dude, and she was underage when she was capable of
that's
the murder
she said,
of these
one of
two
the videos,
people.
Would say, na, mina ngabula lumuntu, mina ngahlula umkhwanazi. She's got a video saying that during the whole thing.
Okay, fact checker.
Uthi wabula wahlula umkhwanazi.
Fact checker. It was trending.
Oh, yeah, oh, for real. Dude, imagine being involved in a murder and you're not even 18. Like, whoa, bro.
According to what I see here, it says Lwandle Zamisa is a person who was involved in a high-profile murder case in Durban, South Africa, often referred to as the suitcase murder. She was a minor of 12 years old. At that time, the incident took place in October 2020 and was charged with involvement in the murders of Smangele Simamane and her 12-year-old daughter, Sibonga Konke Mthembu. It further on states exactly how they found the bodies. And
oh, now they found the bodies. Oh, it's scary.
Yeah, so they found the bodies in suitcases because clearly it's...
Yeah, they chopped.
Yeah, they found both of the bodies of the mother and the daughter stuffed in a large suitcase.
Oh, fuck. No way, man.
On a
job. Mom and son.
This can't be real,
sent
bro.
Packing.
Mother and daughter.
Yeah, that's what I'm facing. About
mother and daughter.
Mom and daughter.
Yes, in one. Oh, and the daughter was 12 years old, the same age as her. Oh, and the mother.
Man. Oh, man. So how was she involved in this murder case, this girl? What was her role? Do you, I mean, okay, maybe you read and you'll tell us later once you've read what was her role, because it's like, then, because clearly it sounds like after the case, she's still a free person. So who got arrested and what was their role and what was her role? I'm trying to get how she got away with it.
Okay, so the trial ended in August of 2024. But in that space, two people were convicted and sentenced, right, found guilty. It was Slindile Zamisa and Andile Zamisa. So those two people were seen to be the guardians of Lwandle. So they're the ones who basically took the fault and were sentenced into prison except for her. They were sentenced for kidnapping and defeating the ends of justice. This is Slindile and Andile. That's what they are convicted for. As for Lwandle, she was basically put into guardian care and they stated that she will be facing a separate trial due to conflict of interest with her co-accused, and that she will have that she pleaded guilty for what she had done.
Yeah, so now yesterday when I was speaking to her uncle, long, and then he explained to me that's what happened. Ulwandle lied to her mom. Ukuthi kunomuzi makhelwane bayathakatha laphana. Because Ulwandle ebenomngani ohlala kulowo muzi, and then they fought when they were 12. And then wacasa wayoqamba amanga kuma wakhe ukuthi bayathakatha kuloya muzi. Uma wakhe uyayigulela. Wathi babo wathi ngababona ebusuku ithi ngiyochama. Ngitshelwa mina uncle izolo. And then uma wakhe wababiza, like yaba invite.
Yeah.
And then inside they chopped them in front of her. She started, ingakuthiwa yena waqasha, she started the whole thing. So izolo ngikuma this friend of mine. Wait, hambo, like this person, not him, Mbophisi. Usisi wakhe lo, Mduzane. Uthi, hambo Mbophisi lo muntu lo.
The anonymous inboxer.
Yeah, usisi wakhe, usisi ka***. But when I'm fed, you were like, siyaxa yuthi wanihlangana hapu, nolua, ngithi nangihlangana hapu, ngoba ngimazi nokumazi, what's him, fed, hambo Mbophisi lo muntu. And then, wanginiki number yakhe, because I was like, angifuni ukukhuluma naye, but because I was going to the police station, and then, nakhona, but I need to print all these into, and then the time was against me. And then I left, anjani. So that's the story. Jeez, and I'm involved. Bro. And manje, also keep it as a more girl before she deleted the whole thing on Facebook. If you keep it a post at the end, why is that? And then she deleted. So, I mean, my question is, no one is talking about the kid anymore.
Of course, yeah.
Nobody's talking about wise men, Mrs. C, wise men. So, man, you low, 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 low. I don't care about that. I want to see Iplo, Upi, Lot Ningan, say, Kotli, what's your name?
And that's what caught fire.
Yeah, and now,
yeah,
they say,
and that's why
yeah,
that's all eyes caught on her.
Yeah. And now they say,
and the spotlight.
No, I'm far away, Glenn, to when I'm very funny. I don't care about the whole. Gives him Ipi Gingan. Then Abanisa Abandanga to Amina, Nilengan, Nilengan. Nobody said there's no kid anymore.
But those chats were fake, though.
And the chats were fake.
Yeah.
And they all blurred out. And that's why I was like, how? Yo, this thing.
Yeah, oh, this yeah. Is crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
So what like chats were first. Fake? Between his wife?
Myself, you my brother, and the girl.
Yeah.
All those chats.
Yeah, where's the girl? Aikumogal.
Because remember, you said that even if you look at the chats, the names are connected, whereas.
Exactly.
On their Facebook, they're not.
They're not. You can check now. You can check now. You have a chat, our Akfan. And my thing in Arukhangalengan minutes was 1st of October, where she when she mentioned me on Instagram.
Yeah.
But Ula Machet Uti, December last year.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Understand? It was in December last year, but lang is in Gambo's Wagup on the 1st of October.
And
which
you
is now.
Give us permission to put up all these
yeah,
chats
no, for
as
sure.
You read
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
So essentially.
It's like, Amateta Watlangan, Utena, Ungazi, December last year,
2024. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
yeah. It's 1 October. And I yeah, asked, what Uba and Wagup?
Yeah.
And then she explains, I'm in a while, I'm putting how poor, why man you Sungazi, what December, and you know what I mean? Ipinga, why Mutanga Sakurumenga, man?
And my thing is, so essentially, you know, Eminem has a song, it's called Stan. Where is he Stan?
No, I don't. Yeah.
So essentially, it sounds like this lady was obsessed with you.
It sounds
and she
like
wanted your attention.
Exactly. That's what she wanted.
And Billie Jean is Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
Yeah.
She's
yes.
Obsessed on obsessed
yeah.
Fan.
And
obsessed
fan.
Who calls over the line. Like in the church, she does say, attention. Understand.
And it comes in expense now.
Yo, bro. And she knows even more where my daughter lives in Durban. Because there are points where Bakuluma, Pelamunto Yeto Manjo, Ali Okuluma no bush, it's in your house in Ganaga wise, Shala Petegui, no. So that's what took my attention. I'm like, Gabona Manch.
Yeah, now I'm fucking serious. With the kids now, yeah.
At first I was like, ah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But now, like, ha. And then she says the same place, La Sala Kona, and she says, what December, wise, we're late.
Yeah.
And that's why my mom said humble case because man, you see, she
your
can
child's in danger.
Yeah, because
she
can people, child, you know?
There's people who are dead. People have been dead
and
due to her influence.
She's capable of killing no matter what. I mean, it's all out there. They killed Mama Nengan. She's capable.
This is crazy.
And I'm getting a message. Asho Yoguti, hey, lo muntu ingozi.
So this why is just an obsessed. This is an obsessed fan.
It's crazy.
Bro, I didn't think we got stories like these in South Africa, man.
Bro.
I only see these things in
bro,
the US. And,
bro.
Like, and I was watching it in Murphy's. Yeah, I was watching
crazy.
Eddie Murphy's docu.
Yeah.
And he was surprised in his 30s, was still rolling with bodyguards till he went out one day without bodyguards. And it was like, oh, the crazy fans stop at 20 with that chase after you and stalk you.
Yeah.
But this shit is real. There's fans who.
It's crazy.
Even claim to have a baby.
Time,
literally,
yeah.
The Billie Jean song
yeah,
is. I don't think it's real, but the narrative
is.
She's like,
yeah.
Yo, I've got a child with you, and yo.
Yeah, I know. It's something else, man.
Problem is, you're good looking and you're a good actor. What?
I know.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Yo, this thing was. Yeah, I know, man.
And how are you taking it with the wife? How's
yeah,
the wife
yeah,
taking
no, she's
it?
Fine,
and everybody
she's fine.
Else.
Everybody's fine. Yeah, they're all fine. We're all fine.
And then your child, bro, like, because
yeah,
now...
Because she's, I mean, she's
if somebody
12,
capable...
And we're on my social media, and I'm sure we're all born. Like, all the time she'll ask me, Dad, who writes? Nine writes.
So what are the next steps? Because you mentioned that you went to the police station, but you ran out of time and you couldn't
yeah,
get the whole thing.
I'm opening a case. Definitely opening a
no,
case.
No, you have to.
I have
no,
to open
please,
down
bro.
In Durban because the police station where I went to is the same police station where they Babo Puma work. So they know the story. So when I went to the police, they were like, ah, Lulusanya, he'll bosh one in a lingane. Because everybody knows the police station's lingane, lingane, lingane. Yeah, almost as she's on the wise name party. Humble Sanders, your case of it.
Nah,
so you know, I know, but I have a party. I think because something has, you know.
Ulanya that didn't get punished for crime she was responsible for. And it happens every day, every time. There's a guy out there who rapes and then you find out he was out on bail for a rape.
Yeah.
Or he was out on bail for some other thing. Or he got away with a warning, etc. Now, I'm really okay, so because a person who's been involved in crimes before is out roaming and terrorizing other people now. It's not your fault. Those guys are so in South Africa.
Yeah, so it's draining.
And since it started the story, like, have you lost any work or like
happened? Luckily, no.
Yeah.
Because I'm shooting a Netflix and then I'm about to start a new show with ETV.
Nice.
And the producer called, but hey, wise, we know these things, bro. I'm cool.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? But
I was like, at least, you know.
But now I'm thinking let's say this girl wasn't from your hood. Let's say you didn't know any mutual person who knew this girl. Let's say this girl wasn't involved, or her name was not attached to a murder or of a mom and a child. You know, let's say you didn't get people inbox on you saying, yo, we can corroborate the story and helping you piece the puzzles.
Even family.
Yeah.
Let's say, because it's highly possible. You know, it's just that it so happens she's from your neighborhood people who... But let's say none of that happened. And it's highly possible. Yeah. It could have been a girl from Cape Town who's just mad. Tarnish your name.
Sure.
Crack the trust in your relationship with your wife, firstly, which is sacred. And then tarnish your name, your whole career, what you worked so hard for, off of a lie.
It happens.
And you wouldn't then be sitting here with the right of reply. Because the only reason you're here is because you have proof.
Backup,
but if you didn't have backup, people and then that's it. And then it's going to be, okay. And then, know what I mean? It's so unfair, bro.
It is.
And the worst part, he didn't smash.
I don't even know. It's a kid.
Bro.
It's a kid.
Thank you for raising that. It is a child. So you wouldn't even smash.
It's a child. Yes.
So it's crazy, man.
This is crazy. Yeah. You know when you came and you said you wanted a right of reply, ne?
Yeah.
I was not imagining
this.
Okay, so can we just close it, wrap it up once and for all?
Yeah.
In your words, the situation, can you just wrap it up for us?
Yeah.
You know, let's put a lid on it, because yours is crazy, man.
In my own words, what I would say, it's crazy out there, you know? Obsession is a pandemic, you know? Mm. People are really obsessed, ngaphandle bayakhula, and people need help out there, you know? And abantu abaningi, I understand ukuthi uphuma kwalento le, obviously, iphuma isikhathi esimbi futhi during the month where it's a march yamabesifazane.
Ku 16 days march.
Yeah, iphuma ngaleso sikhathi leso. So obviously abantu besifazane out there gunning above
us. Rightfully so, that's why they were coming in with wise men this, wise men that,
because I could feel it. On Sunday I was invited at Sekwini ICC, because that's why I was in Durban, for my Crown Gospel Awards, and this thing is up there, and I'm thinking, oh my God, while this thing is trending. I was like, hey, should I decline this thing? If I decline, it'll be like I'm running away.
Yeah.
You know,
some will say admission of guilt.
Know? Yeah, like I was caught in between. And I'm like, I'll just go there. And I could feel the energy. You know, when you walk in, when you walk in, it's dead quiet. And then you can just feel bakhuluma ngami, man.
Like you have a stench.
You know, so right now I'm like, as in gang look, give a guilty or play shy or like feel sorry for myself. I'm just gonna stand tall because I know what I'm gonna do. I'm here to do my thing, you know, and then I'm just gonna leave after that. So that's what I did. And then you meet friends who talk about it. Hey, we are trained. Otherwise, you are trained. Hey, you know, you laugh all about the whole thing. But at the same time, it's dangerous. I don't know how. Because like you said, what if I'm being a mass? What if I'm being a mass? So
you can
never fight these things, you know? So I really don't know. But all in all, Jepet, I won't lie. You're right.
Bro, and we met when you came here with Tembi Nkosi. And I don't know you, you know what I mean? So I'm not even going to claim like I'm your friend or anything like that. But ever since then, I have you on WhatsApp. And dog, you just literally push your spine. Praise God, your ancestors, keep doing, married and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's so sad when something happens to someone like this. You know?
Just doing their thing,
just
living
doing
their
your
life.
Thing.
However, disclaimer, he could not him particularly, but anybody else could be posting a nice family life and still they're a serial killer on the other end. So,
But the energy, dog, when we had Temiko in him, we felt that energy. We could tell, no, these guys, I'm out here, grand. So, I don't know, but I get what you're saying.
You get what I mean. That's not, you can't say he's incapable. Or anybody, even me, because I love my daughter so much, I'm incapable. People are just weird, bro. But I mean, with this and everything, this case is clear. We see what's going on here.
Justice is crazy.
And then the live that she did today in the morning.
Do we have the live? Can you see the live?
Well, this girl goes live.
Yeah, she did the live.
Can we see the live, bro?
Now she's fighting with the Buhle.
He's searching for the name. What must he search for?
Aliyah Fuze.
Aliyah Fuze live, please.
Whoa, bro.
This is crazy.
On TikTok?
Facebook.
This is so scary because I was just researching. So this girl is 17 years old this year, right? She's a child. So I want to know, besides the conversations that you've been having with her sister about impersonating her, has there been any other form of communication with the family? Because I feel like she needs help. She needs a psych ward. You can't be 12-year-old killing
If you guys won't mention his name.
Yes.
Can I call him?
Yeah, you can. We're gonna bleep it out, don't worry.
Yeah. And while you're calling, bro, so this girl, if her mom is taken in for murder, and clearly the community knows that she's unwell.
The community.
Whose care is she under now?
No one. It was a bonny live. You understand.
Oh, let's see the live. Should I call her?
She
needs help. Yeah.
Because you need a guardian or something.
Yeah, and it's known what she did, her involvement of that case, and she's unwell. And also, the other message did say that the girl herself, needs help. I think if I misread it, that she needs saving herself. Like, she needs help, bro. You know?
Should I call?
Yeah. You can call anytime, bro. Anytime.
So just, when he answers, just put it close to the mic so we can hear.
Okay. I'll first tell him.
Just loud speaker close to the mic.
Just first tell him. Yeah. Hey.
Fuck.
I did not expect South Africa is a movie.
Yo.
Three profiles, dog. Three different personalities. That's insane.
And a case of murder.
Did my guy have phones on a MG?
Fighting on case.
Bro.
Yes.
And then Rapa.
Yo, the story is
so
anyway.
She told
you're training
mom.
Poison. And then you're not used to training unless it's your work, man.
It's always my work.
She told her mom that, yo, by a lawyer. Kanti no mama. Oh, mama got 30 grand. So it's possibly hereditary. Because remember, Umama went to pee, but now I love a lawyer, and then chiggy.
Hey, Bella, how about that?
Pull a dead.
I know, I'm getting sharp, but the thing is,
I know, I'm vet.
Yes.
You think I'm so good?
Oh, Bell.
You think I'm so good, love? Eh? Hey, in effect, I'll cause a foot spitting the bayal in Tombaz and I'm going to see in Tombaz and I'm going to lay again.
I'm trying to podcast.
Oh, I'm going to podcast. I'm
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah. I'm trying to podcast. Yeah.
In that together. Sure, Pele.
Go podcast. I'm going to is anonymous. Just.
Yo, in that together.
Yeah. Are you on the Wi-Fi?
WhatsApp?
Direct.
I'm going to WhatsApp. I'm going to WhatsApp because you need to get a bed. My Wi-Fi is just not.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to state ukuthi lama screenshots agcwele ku social media ukuthi mina Aliyah Fuze ngakhuluma noma girls engibuza
amalokhu.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to state ukuthi lama screenshots agcwele ku social media ukuthi mina Aliyah Fuze ngakhuluma noma girls slay engibuza amalocation abantu angiwazi. Angikaze ngasendelwa uma girls slay mina message. I don't even answer my DMs on my Instagram. So But I would like to state, it's purely because I'm just a fan of Wiseman Mncube Nami. And I'm no one's side chick. Back to Umaka Slay, Loloke, Dumisa, Nanani, Aces, Minanga, Shunta, Mkwanaz, yes, or Dumisa. Ngingafuni ngikwenze ngikutshengisa ukuthi yini eyaze yenza udlahla mkhwanazwana kami noma ngijwayeli kamina And yeah, well, moment for change, local tech, one train government. It's a funny justice for when as soon mina mangi find out because I will find you and I can guarantee you 100% it's of a queen and the Tana Beseria connects the Mount Train.
Hey, 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 number 17.
Yes, right.
You,
yes, right.
You. And the thing about psychopaths is that Angatubula manjen, eh? Yeah. In front of all of us and then lie to us and say she didn't do anything.
Because no, you know what the scary thing is? She was like, the trending thingy, when she created the mogul slay, London, mina finding things we land for a DNA test. There's no kid. What if Ningile la Pangapela do Ufuna mina velting fear and then something happens to me?
Yes.
Because she was like, Ufuna ngize. You know what I mean? And then about look, I said, mogul slay, I couldn't mind. Deleted the thingy, I congane, I said, Kulma lives in dog and manch.
Unfortunately, you never would have gone.
No, never.
My question, I remember last week, and also now, even it's a lie clearly that he didn't want to do DNA tests. That's it. Because obviously.
Yeah, he did mention it.
Yeah. Because clearly that was a lie. Mm. So, well, who would go to do a DNA test of a person you never even met?
Exactly.
You know, because then you. Yeah, but. This is dark, man. So you said, Ming Buzu to Khan, and he said, let that go in, and he said, we'll see.
No,
but I'm
gonna
just
end, it's not the thing. Gonna end
the video.
Yeah. Fetch one.
Just a funny epiphany that we brought up right now. If you watch Bad Influencers, you'd know that there's a character called Miguel Slay, which is a ghost account that fakely outs people and their relationships. And Miguel Slay just out.
Yeah, there's a Miguel Slay now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's that show from?
It's a character from Netflix.
Oh, abroad stuff. Also, yeah. She took the influence.
No, it's a local show.
Oh, it's local.
It's local.
So they spoke about the account made it to Netflix, Miguel Slay Queen.
It's a character.
She likes the character, so she used that name.
Miguel Slay. Yeah. Oh, whoa.
It's a character, my dog. Yo. Fuck, this is crazy, man.
Hey, man. I'm 17. I'm going to say, And isn't that an admission of something? Because he's saying the provincial commissioner tried me and he failed. She's literally saying the provincial commissioner tried to prosecute me or investigate me because he's not a prosecutor. He investigated me and he failed, or tried me to put
so
me
who
back
are
in
you?
Bars and he failed. Who are you?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Hey, okay. Where's man?
Oh, damn, bro.
On a lighter note, man, you won some awards, bro. How many did you win this past weekend?
Ish, I won one.
Yeah.
I won one.
But the one that matters.
The one that matters.
What was it?
Well done, bro.
Best performance.
For Ilembe. Yeah. For Ilembe.
National Film and TV Awards. Yes.
Yes. What's that at Sesmas?
No. The assessments are another thing. Those are social media.
Oh, yeah.
This was National Film TV.
And TV Awards.
Yeah, Film and TV, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's backed by the government, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's backed by the government.
What are they called? SA Film and TV.
NFT.
They don't have a nice, like Samas or Saftas or...
It's NFTAs, yeah.
NFTAs, fuck.
We won last year, bro.
It's not a qualification.
You won last year.
Like, even remember. I don't remember.
So I won the Asher Dance with someone in that. Yeah,
oh, yes, it was a tie.
Oh, joint award.
Yeah.
You and who?
Zamani Mbaz.
Oh, yes, Zamani.
The guy
on your son.
Oh, yeah. So I didn't know there was Nkosa Zana.
It's Mbata's daughter. Mbata's sister. It's Nkosa's younger brother.
He was good, bro.
He
killed it.
Yeah.
No, he killed
it. He played Lenin Khan.
Yeah, Nomahlanja.
I hated the guy, bro.
Can I be honest? When I watched Shaka Ilembe, I hated you, dog. I hated you. He had... Nyambos's head, bro.
Yeah, everybody did. Him and his son.
Yes,
and you can tell the son got it from you, bro.
So when you died, I'm like, yes!
Because I remember...
when his kids died. Yeah,
I remember bumping into Zamani. I think it was a derby. At FNB. Because we're in the same suite. And I was like, bro, I hated you. And that's how I know... That's how I know you killed it. I told him, I said, I fucking hated your character, bro.
Yo,
and
dude.
That's how I know you killed it. You fucking killed it.
Did you know, Angus was telling me it cost him... approximately 150k to make that head. Yeah,
it was so real. Hey?
It took him. They took him 20 hours, ne? To draw the thing.
Yeah, a lot of hours.
And make the face and mold it and get it to bleed.
Yes.
Sure, it was amazing.
Oh, big Shaka Ilembe was amazing, dog. Yes. Why don't you tell me the G strings, my man? Hey.
Oh, you're part of the show. Go on.
Yeah, it was. Jumbo. Sweet. Sweet. Bobby. No, I had a G string.
The whole day.
No, I was meant to be there. I was sick that day. And I never miss work because I'm sick, but I was really. It was, so I think something was bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't the monkeypox thing. I was really sick. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I was like, yo, bro, I can't make it. I'm really. And I was looking forward to it because I'm a huge fan of the show.
No, you missed out. That production is amazing.
I was sick.
You'll
make a great Dwan, man. You'll make a great Dwan.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
The Dwan.
Hey, dog. Yeah, I was going to be a great Dwan, bro.
Yo.
Nah, man.
How was Zulu's receiving your performance? Yes.
Yeah, no, man.
Because, I mean, it's a real true story, you know?
Yeah, it was more with respect. I mean, they really loved our performance. Here's this video. Sorry, I'm taking.
Oh, this is another video. This is today, Crazy Girl.
This is a today.
I want to fully attention, man.
Because I believe I'm trending enough for people to know that. I've been quiet for so long.
She thinks it's not a joke, okay? Hey, bro, this is a fucking joke.
So. Yeah, in Saturday, I got cool. And then, Saturday. Yeah. So here's my phone. I don't know how much of a but the screenshot is just uploaded after a live. This was a screenshot I sent the law. No, who said claiming it's from all wise men allegedly. It's like Facebook. Her mom. A screenshot says, "Oh, her mom mostly. I know her, and I know you're getting the bagama mawad. I can help her because she's a close family friend, but get her to post it just to say she wanted my attention. Didn't mean it to go this far, and Mina, I will help her. From wise men, allegedly." Then I live, going on Facebook, like, I'm funny, BTVT, FAK. Then I'm funny, I don't know what what is the meaning of the message? Ubani lo, or finally, a woman, Ubuti, against the life, a woman who's not going to say, Mina, you know, I mean, again, this is what's against a Leon. Then Unobushe Etsy Nigumi no Uti it's in Nagona Yovula in Yovula if Salema police in the cipher bullying mean I use on say I'm pretty sure my police also was located with the account the generator from where. Etsy Unobushe mina no, don't go to the police station, Sissy.
No, guys, man, let's not give this person any more attention.
Yeah,
this is what they want.
No, man.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
And she's happy right now watching this, dog.
Yeah. Like she
happy.
Bro, man, life is not a joke.
But anyway, yeah, so you're saying Shaka, man. Yeah.
Ufuzil.
Ufuzil.
Yeah, no, man. This is not good. But
are you not in season 3, né?
No, I'm not in season 3. Yeah.
Where did you walk off to there at the end when they killed your sons? And then your army left?
No, Lapana, they say he's really disappeared.
Oh.
He just disappeared. Yeah, nobody knew where he went. So bro, he just disappeared.
Wait. So when he died? He
doesn't die.
He doesn't die.
No, in real life. In his, he's...
So I work for somewhere. I get quasi.
But so King's Widow doesn't have a burial?
No. So no. Somewhere.
Oh, he died a pauper.
Yeah, somewhere.
In the wilderness.
What's your take on this thing that Ushaka was an after 9? Do you believe in that?
I am Gazi.
I find it interesting. I don't think so.
Yeah. Bro, so obviously you guys did the research, right? And so when I'm avoiding saying your mom, and you know, because obviously it's characters.
Oh, she was good.
Yeah.
Kabulina was amazing.
Obviously, the whole thing was a true story, but there's embellishments and there's, you know, fabrications to make it entertaining. The whole 7ZC came to attract Utingiswayo. Did that happen in real life?
Yeah, it happened in real life.
Whoa!
But that's how it happened, actually.
Yeah! Yes. So he fucked somebody, no condom, and then they harnessed his sperm.
They
harnessed his sperm for witchcraft.
Yeah, so he... Yeah, so everywhere he goes, he says in King Island to Tim Goss.
Tim Goss!
Sure.
Please say that like chat on the one we like, but we must be quiet so we can say this one.
Yeah,
tell a landline. Yeah, tell a landline. Tell a landline. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, I know, he's got a mic.
He's got a mic. 3.
No, the original is doing it.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go.
Bye again. Le bike, Alain.
What was happening in that scene? I forgot. What was happening
during the war, man, when he was fighting Shaka?
Oh, the main war.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shaka. Oh, Shaka was amazing, man. You've got a thing that you do with Tembin Nkosi, the derby.
Oh, the derby, the soccer derby that we do, the screenings.
Yeah.
What we usually do is, Soweto Derby. Obviously, I'm a Kings Chief fan. He's an Orlando Pirates fan.
Yeah.
So we decided to start this thing. You would see, we just go in Durban and Sebanama soccer screenings for those, especially because the derbies are always here in Joburg.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So we cater for those who are in Durban who can't afford to
attend,
come out. Yeah. So just go there. And luckily enough, the first one we did in Villa, we had like 1,400 people.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And, yeah, it was crazy. And about this one, about to see like, but say about people are just talking
beautiful,
about this derby thing,
man, beautiful,
you know. So now it wasn't much more about Itapi. It was more about team wise. I mean, team wise. So it was nice and exciting. So when we were there, we had no VIP, so because we wanted to sit with the people.
Yeah.
That's the only way to watch football.
Yeah,
now.
So we cancelled all the VIP session, beautiful, and we were like Soba Song.
Yes.
And then after that, it's caught some attraction from other brands like Abo, Black Label.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. Info.com just called us last week.
Nice.
Yeah, so a lot
of things. Just say 80
much. So a lot of brands are coming in. So it's, yeah, beautiful, man, it's quite, bro. It's growing.
Last week we asked Coast Lady who should give it up to between you and Tembin Nkosi. Who did she say?
Both.
Who did you say?
Oh.
Tumi said both. Who did you say?
Man.
She said wise man.
She said wise man.
Nancy
Toilet.
I got your bed.
Who look tread the foot.
Ask you a question. How I answered it was just between the two, who do I find more handsome? Nancy,
yeah.
Wise man. Anyway,
any question for him, Coast Lady?
No, I've got no question other than thank you very much for him, just for him like coming. You know, I don't know. There are many stories we talk about. Literally, we see what's trending on the internet and we talk about it here. So some people may think that we are just coming out with things just out of the blue. It's just what's trending. That's what we do. But yeah, I really appreciate it. Sorry, like all the stuff that it has missed, that it has created, but I'm glad that you are fixing it.
Penduka?
Yeah.
No, man, shout out for Doc for even coming, you know, and clearing this whole thing out. It's quite crazy that someone can start shit and then you need to put 10 times more effort to try quell it and everything else. So shout out, bro. Yeah. And also, dude, when you played the king, because I understand that some of the descendants, Basapila, the people of these families, did you meet any of those people? Give you or tell you anything about Uzuite, the guy you played that maybe a lot of us don't know about?
I haven't met
about
anyone and they haven't given me anything. But I'm about to meet the royal family. Yagandwandwe. They've been thinking, calling from season one. Wow. But
why, bro?
I don't know. Of course,
you've honored them so greatly.
Yeah, but this time around, I am going to go because they're busy. Like, please, we want to see you.
And ask about that king. Yeah. Bro, because I think there's so many characters in history we hear a lot about. And, you know, obviously, history is written by the victors.
Yeah.
So if Ushaka Wanqoba Izimpi, we hear more about him and his attributes, you know. But those are real bloodlines that we want to hear about as well. So please go.
No, I will,
so
definitely.
One day you tell us, oh, by the way, that king did. Because I think there's so much we don't know even about him. I'm always fascinated by these other peripheral characters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When the story's about Shaka, but there's all these other great characters.
So yeah, no, I will go. I'll go to Zamani and no, Masanjan, the one who plays Zamani's brother.
Yeah,
bro,
please.
Kabonina. Yeah. Can you talk about Kabonina? Was she like that old, bro?
No, Kabonina, she's crazy. She's bubbly, eh? She'll walk in here, she'll fill this whole room up.
Yeah,
she's energy. A bubbly energy. She's happy, she's talkative, she's loud.
Wow.
She's in the energy. But she's a nice person to hang out, you know, to be around. You know.
So, so take me, just, take, Exactly. Yeah, take me back into the scene, right? So she gets there. You guys aren't recording it. She's bubbly, making jokes, whatever. And then it's action. And then she turns into that.
No, but she takes a moment. Mm. Yeah, but on your hand, but then come back. When she comes back, you can feel.
Yeah, I think she has to go somewhere.
Thing, that, what she was, the long thing. That
That's the robe.
That's where you just
feel. No, that performance was not normal.
And you know what I appreciate, bro? Like, the fact that her coming up in the industry, remember, she's a dancer, instructor, choreographer.
Yeah.
So she came up via this dancer influencer ranks. Yes. But to be with thespians like this guy and Tim Ngosi and everybody else, then hold your own. She's done so much work into her craft. I appreciate it, bro. Like, put in the work to be recognized as, because to me, she was like a really, she was a MILF. You know, there's no other way. There's still this trending thing in her blue, where she's bending over, dancing, stretching, and she's thick and sexy. She went from being a sex symbol to like a thespian. Yeah. And no, mama. Well, yeah, but an amazing actress. Yeah. You know, for me, to do that is testament to the work and hours she's put in.
Yeah. You said you're busy with Netflix. What else? ETV, ne? ETV. What else is coming up, yeah?
No, only those two.
Yeah. How's it there by Netflix? Are you guys doing well? Because there's a lot of productions that are coming up, man.
It's coming out quite nice in Netflix. Because there are a lot of shows that are happening now. There are a lot of shows that are being produced. I think it's gonna give Mzansi Magic a run. Mm. Yeah, because now they're coming up really strong.
Yeah, man.
They're coming up really, really strong.
Ah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, shout out to my wise man Ngube.
Thank you.
Make some noise.
Shout out.
Legend in the make.
Yeah.
Is this the goodbye, ne? Oh, yeah. This is the goodbye because it's the second part, ne?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Podcast and chill. We are here.
We are. We've been recording all day.
We've been recording all day.
Other things, you'll see them.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much.